Among the nine muses, if any there be, that unto good fellowship friendly adhere, let them give assistance this time unto me, for I in this ditty intend to prefer a thing that's beloved of rich and of poor. It is well approved, there's reason therefore, my due approbation shall evermore be in the commendation of good Ipsihe. All sorts and conditions, the high and the low, although not alike, yet all in some measure, unto this my theme their affection will show, according as they have time, stomach, or treasure. There's few live so purely, but they now and then will sip it demurely, both women and men. Both married and simple do jointly agree to fuddle their noses with good Ipsihe. Both lawyers and clients that come to the term, however the case goes, of one thing I am sure, before any business can be settled firm, good liquor and money the means must procure. A tavern bar often makes peace ere they part, canary can soften a plaintiff's hard heart, their glasses they sup off and make merry glee, such power hath a cup of good Ipsihe. The tailor comes rubbing his hands in the morn, and calls for a cup of the butt next the wall, be it of the grape or of John Barleycorn. He'll drink out his breakfast, his dinner, and all. He says, call and spare not, I'll go through the stitch, hang pinching, I care not for being too rich. John Black's a good fellow, and he allows me to make myself mellow with good Ipsihe. The merry shoemaker, when it is a hard frost, says he cannot work for his ware, it is frozen. Faith, what shall we do? Let us go to our host, and make ourselves merry with each half a dozen. With this resolution they purpose to thrive, but ere the conclusion the number proves five. They sing merry catches, few tradesmen that be, our shoemaker's matches at good Ipsihe. The mason and bricklayers are summer birds, the winter to them is a time of vacation, then they and their laborers live on their words, unless like the ant they have made preparation, and yet though they have not, they ne'ertheless think, tush, what if we save not, must we have no drink? We'll pontray and shovel, and more if need be, our noses to fuddle with good Ipsihe. Grim Vulcan, the blacksmith, is chief of all trades. Then think you that he'll be in drinking inferior? No, truly, when he's with his merry comrades, he'll laugh and sing ditties you never heard merrier. He cries out, he's hot, and still this is his note. Come, give the other pot, here's a spark in my throat. He calls and he pays, there is no man more free. He seldom long stays from good Ipsihe. The tanner, whene'er he comes to Leadenhall, after his journey will make himself merry. He will have good liquor and welcome withal, the bull for good beer and the nag's head for sherry. No bargain shall stand but what liquor doth seal, quite throughout the land thus most tradesmen do deal. In tavern or alehouse most matches made be, the first words where shall us find good Ipsihe? The London shopkeepers that cry, what do you lack? When they have sold wares and money have taken, they'll give to their chapmen a pint of their sack, the price of it out of their money abating, the proverb observing, they that money take must pay all the charges this bargain they make. Thus liquor makes all men most friendly agree, both low men and tall men love good Ipsihe. The honest plain husbandman, when that he goes to fair or to market with corn or with cattle, when he hath dispatched, he remembers his nose, how that must be armed as it were to a battle, then like to a gallant to drinking he falls. Yet though he's pot valiant, he prays what he calls. He scorns reputation in that base degree. His chief recreation is good ipsy he. The generous serving men meeting each other, as well as their masters sometimes will be merry. He that's a good fellow is loved like a brother, with making him welcome they never are weary. He that is a clown as a clown he may go, quite throughout the town such a fellow they'll know. But those that are right will in union agree, by morn or by night at good ipsy he. In brief, this it is which both women and men so dearly affect that before they will lack it, they'll pawn all they have, nay, and so now and then, gown, kirtle, or waistcoat, cloak, breeches, and jacket, although they want victual if they can get chink, be it never so little, 'tis most on for drink. The rich and the beggar, the bond and the free, will oftentimes swagger at good ipsy he.